Sí.
Municipal can within the I was saying in your presentation we're indicating that there is a provision in law for MECs to determine the role and the responsibilities of traditional leaders in municipal councils so that traditional leaders are not passengers in traditional councils. And also in law, the system that makes provision for the recognition by a municipality, that a municipality must determine in its procedures, must determine the language to be used in that particular council. And the language as the embodiment of culture is very critical for communicating with the communities. Now, we find that these provisions are not acted upon by the MECs and the municipalities. What is the Department of Cooperative Governance and you, Department of Traditional Affairs, doing to ensure, because you monitor provinces, to ensure that MECs toe the line so that we don't have this problem that becoming persistent wherever we meet traditional leaders? They are complaining that they are undermined in the institution. Yet there is a provision for law for them to actively participate. What is it that the government is doing, the department, to ensure that this impasse is ended? Deputy Chair, on Sunday, I was visiting a friend in Mthalala in Port St. John's. And when I arrived, they introduced me. Another guy, colored guy, came in, my black compatriot. Then he introduced me to him. I said, okay. He said, member of parliament, good. Get into my car and every port I'm taking with them. I said, where? He said, no, don't ask.
No.
They took me to Madagini, the beautiful place on the confluence of the Umgazi River and the sea. That village settlement, beautiful mansions, is a settlement for white communities. The first time I deep in rural along the sea. And when he said, why I bring you here? You must know that this land, all these portions, were undermined. Our traditional chief had given this land to these white communities on this beautiful scene. To them, allocated sites, they built it at a minimal amount of 7,000 or 9,000 sites. And I took photos of that. I said, oh, I'm going to take this because I will ask relevant people somewhere. Because we're saying, as the community, we're not happy that this land has been allocated to whites at the pocket of 7,000 land against us, because we wanted also to use this land as potential for economic development for us. That's one issue. Those are two issues from me. Can then I allow you, my honorable deputy chair, and I remember that in another camp when I was preparing for Spluma, with your house, the department scuppered that negotiation. The reason why, because we were working together around Spluma, we were agreeing after we presented. But now when we hit a summit with the department, then the department wanted to present, I allowed them to present this fiscal planning. And they said to you, we are going to apportion this land and give that to us. The whole three-day summit ended being a one-day, where you marched out as king as queen. And then I was left there facilitating, useless. It's his department, cooperative governance. Can I hand it over to you, Deputy Chair?
People are confessing their sins. Oh, that's so nice.
Thank you, Chair. Mudula Studo. Mahosi, Kaufela. Nayo wonke ikomiti yethu. As I indicated yesterday, the Chair, I really appreciate what we are doing now. In such a relaxed mood, understanding, trying to understand one another. For the sake of communities, because the song, as we are here, we are representing communities, focusing on those triple challenges we know, especially poverty. Agrarian revolution, the main focus is for job creation as we are looking at the youth. President indicated, and also food production, looking at hunger, because there are families, coming to the comments from your side, and I appreciate all of them. The 1913 issue, that is what we have been talking about, arguing about as traditional leaders, that we need to go back, not taking it from 1913. In consideration of other people who were there before, including the Khoisan. So we are still there, waiting for that response, to be assisted on that one. We don't want to leave anyone behind. Participation of traditional leaders in urban areas, Mama, Honorable Member. We are faced with a challenge. Sometimes confusion is caused by you politicians in some areas, especially when you are canvassing for elections. Then, whoever umthole egqokele ekhala injeni okuba upholele lapha enhloko, you just regard that person as a traditional leader. Nina nibe excited going to those communities, sinibone nani ezitivini. But knowing exactly, you don't have enough information. As now we are talking to you, you'll be able to understand now. If you are talking about Gauteng, we have got only two traditional councils, as I explained yesterday to you, because those were due to a demarcation. Other one from Northwest, the Amunya Ubuya in Mpumalanga. That is Nkosi Mahlangu and Nkosi Kekana. And they are working together with the department, Gauteng Department, supported by Gauteng Department. Gauteng Department is clear about who are the traditional leaders there. But the confusion is caused by us. That's why you find out some of immoralities. You find them here. In fact, not here in Cape Town. I thought, in those urban areas, because they know exactly that they don't belong to anyone. But they are from our communities. But they just wanted to be, but they were independent. And Bazo Gwenzindu was standard, but working together, we're going to address that. And the issue of immoral decay, we are participating as Amakhosi, we moral regeneration movement. In our House of Traditional Leaders is represented by myself. And the DP of the country is a patron of that. And what I liked about him when he was talking to us at the board now, he said, leaders of South Africa, we are given responsibilities according to our positions as leaders. But that does not mean that Tina, we are 100% good. It's just because of Msebenzi Wenzayo. Please assist us to achieve what we are supposed to achieve. So ubukhosi and religious sector are said to be leading issue of moral regeneration. And that is not because of just for school. It's because of our access to communities. So we need to use that one. From our side as Ubukhosi, we use our culture for moral regeneration. You can, issues of initiation, it's not about that, the other part, you always argue about it. So we're not interested on that one. We are interested on what are the results of initiation. Lessons there, because we have seen abandoned a bit going there, but then I say, but so we just want to see what nenza anima dota pa. Nimbafunza ndo nabandona betu. Nimbafunza babu ya bazo sreipa. Nabandona betu. But as I indicated also with the other programs, the SNAZO, yabona ezi issues in iyo no kusholo kama ndombazani. It's not about inspection as such. As you say, you can need testing, kani biza, test wa mtupa. It's just inspection. Also, we just looking at where can we get youth. Siyabalandele. Looking at, apos bas manakon. We don't discourage their gatherings. We'll just go and use them. Gatherings is abulucha. Apos bas manakon. There's Indoni. We are there participating. We Indoni. And Indoni is doing very well. It go 2017, if not mistaken, they had issue about lahli-lahli, which means don't buy and take stolen goods. We can use those platforms for abantu abatsha. Also, coming also to issue of cultural practices, as we have indicated, into the kuthwala as Nizindu was saying, we need to look at them, but not leaving out the purpose. Why do we have those? If a man they are going there, we need to support them and then look at the issues that we need to consider. Issues of human rights, health issues. We can't say, and it, we are custodians of country. Don't forget. When our cultures are gone, you are going to blame international leadership because we have given that to us constitutionally. You are going to blame us. So that's why you will find us holding there, saying that, but we need to improve those which are harmful to women and children. There are other practices in different areas. As you I indicated yesterday, that you, when going to provinces, you'll be... You just surprised, get a lot of programs there. What is happening to different provinces? Yeah, I've talked about this portfolio committee. This Begamarashen Mugu, putting you hot oil, DG from my department. We fought for this department to be there. Yeah, yes. The Sebenza and I, we fought as Amakos to have a department that will must assist us to understand our roles, also to achieve what we're supposed to do. So your role as this monitoring tool, you'll have to assist us to check, are they doing what they're supposed to do? As I'm speaking, there's no policy that talks to how must I travel with my family during holidays. I struggled, Chairperson, when I was coming to the National House. They said there's no policy for me traveling as a deputy chairperson of the National House. There's no policy. Sometimes I had to pay for myself and my grandchild. I don't have a big family. I had to, but no policy. But while there is no policy, there's nothing. But now, according to my understanding, when there's nothing, you lose what is there. But now there's nothing. I asked for whatever is written down about me being the deputy there. There's nothing. from HR. So I'm sure you are going to assist us in monitoring. On the issue of commission, we are working together with that commission and is assisting us to identify the areas we need to focus on, because we need that advice. Because traditionally, you may think that you are doing good, whereas you are, you've got some mistakes. And as leaders, you must not say that, you must not take yourself as that you know everything. You must have a listening ear. Listen to someone, even if you want to go to Usezant, listen to that person, because Uzaba part of your achievements. Ikotali meetings, I appreciated that. And I've got to give my DDG, nothing's all report again, Nina, as I know my, is it so tatter zit is a good? So tatter zit is a good as a house, but we do appreciate his support, saying, but as a, so we'll take as a to the farmer's report and also, see as a benza, a cuckoo, a macos in his hands. You'll be excited when you look at the programs, especially as I indicated with the, we, social development. We're talking about that section 20 of the Act. So that development is just throwing everything with us. Even when you go to provinces, you get them some provinces, for instance, Eastern Cape, they are using us. It's either they use Ikondralesa as our organization or Imbumbama Coast, because we organization, we have structures. Thank you very much, Chairperson. You were talking about the land issues. We indicated about it. The Chairperson talked about it. We have got that concern that really a lot is happening to the land. So we are trying by all means to address it with whoever can come and assist us. We even indicated that we have got even Amakhosi and appeals with the kings. And we are doing that, but we didn't want to mention the names yet, but we are considering. But some are also assisted by you, communities. According to my knowledge, Inkosi can't just sign into yodwa. Inkosi yabantu. How can you go to agreements with even the family okanyingazi, okanye the royal family, also where is the community? Utheni ningawenza umsebenzi wenu as communities? For instance, as you are parliamentarians here, you are coming from our areas. Nangu mkhaya wampa, xa ephe emazizini. Why was othula angabuzi ukuthi Nkosi Msuthu Mahlamini Nkosazana, because they are phansi kwenkosazana phaya abuzi ukuthi ngathi ayihambi kakuhle lento. You are bona zasesemaphepheni izinto. So we expect you also to assist us naxa niphe emakhaya now as leaders. Nisa assist nisithi eyi lena into ayibonakali kakuhle. Thank you.
Did you? Ndiyabulela sala. Sekela sala. Namalungu wonke ahloniphekile. Sala mina ndizawucela ukuthi umama la simnike thuba. Ewe, through your permission, Clara. Ndiyabulela.
Yes. thanks, Chairperson, DG, the members of the National House, the traditional leaders that are here. I'm going to only talk to the two issues that were raised, mostly about how do we make sure that there is uniformity on the issue of support, but I'll talk about the tools of trade, and then also on the issue of the participation of traditional leaders in municipal councils, which is a Section 81 matter. There was an issue that was raised that as national, if we are going to leave the issue of determination of the role of traditional leaders when they participate in municipal councils to the provinces, then it will create inconsistencies across provinces. And that matter, the department, we also identified it, and then we took it to MINMEC. And MINMEC then agreed that rather than individual MECs or provinces coming up with their own regulations, because Section 81, it says the MECs should regulate the participation, there must be national regulations. And then you will see in the presentation that the DG made, we are talking about the national regulations. So that is the process that we have started, and we're currently looking at that. But then when you look at the, because we could see that there are limitations in terms of Section 81, it's a very short section in the Municipal Structures Act. It doesn't start defining what will be the role, though we know that the current Section 81 says the MEC should determine. But when you go to the traditional and Khoisan leadership bill, it now clarifies the roles. It writes the roles there. So when the TKLB is enacted, you may not even need the national regulations. But because we did not know when will the TKLB be enacted, we started with the national regulations to address that matter. But in the TKLB, it clarifies everything, the roles of traditional leaders when they participate. There was also an issue raised by the chairperson on are these traditional leaders representing themselves? When you go to the TKLB, because the TKLB, it amends. Once it's enacted, it automatically amends Section 81. So when you go to the TKLB, one of the roles is that they must, those who participate, they must report to the traditional council. So those are some of the things that, in terms of the TKLB, that will be addressed in that way. But we are also working on the national regulations. Again, on the standardization of support, but in terms of the tools of trade only, not the other things. The Remuneration Commission, like the DG indicated in the presentation, they determine the salaries. So the president will determine the salaries from the recommendations of the Remuneration Commission, but not the tools of trade. So when you go to the Remuneration Commission Act, you'll see that there's a gap there of who should determine the tools of trade. So hence we talked about the framework. The framework is just a framework, so you cannot enforce it. The framework for tools of trade. And then we're also talking about the handbook. The handbook also is just sort of a policy, but you may not be able to enforce it. But when you go to the TKLB, it says the minister will determine the rules, meaning now you will have the minister will determine the tools of trade. So meaning that gap that was there on where we had a vacuum of who then determines or comes up with a binding measure or legislation on the tools of trade. Now it's closed in the TKLB. Once it is enacted, now the minister will be able to determine the tools of trade. So I wanted to just indicate that. And then also the TKLB, it provides, because before the department did not have any monitoring role on provinces, but then the TKLB, it now affords the Department of Traditional Affairs, it provides for that monitoring role that we can start monitoring some of the things. Thank you.
Me? Okay. Okay. Prof.
The big elephant in the room. Yes. The DG and the response of the deputy chair, including the sister here, have raised and explained some of the issues that are contained in the documents that the DGM used. What do we need to see happening? What do we need? Okay. That's quite. So what I thought we needed to share together is the extent to which some of the issues in this document could be distilled into a plan, operational plan, with timelines for deliverables. Because that will give you comfort when you raise the issue of consistency across the system. How and when is this going to happen? When you raise this, when and how this is going to happen, and who's going to be responsible, that will give you a timeline of how some of these issues could be resolved in a time that is manageably reasonable. So that is the issue for me when I listen to all of these things, because some of them come a long way, but they are in the system. You may even have the seventh, parliament, but that's solving this problem. You see? So the issue is how we get this thing systematically designed to make sure you have a comfort. When we meet here, tell us this area, what are the challenges? It could be resource issues, so that when you argue about resources, at least you know what it is that needs to be delivered. That's my take. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Prof. Gabella, you wanted a follow-up. Over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yesterday I had to go to a questions meeting, and I heard that Mr. Lafleur didn't pitch to speak on behalf of the Khoisan. So for the record, I just want to state some of the challenges that the Khoisan as a people are experiencing. In 2017, as Mem has said, the traditional and Khoisan leadership bill was passed, yet it had no impact on the Khoisan, for it didn't mention Khoisan indigenous status nor Khoisan ancestral land rights. Already in 2012, there was a presidential promise for the provision of recognition of Khoisan communities. And last year, during the hunger strike, President Cyril Ramaphosa went and he met with the Khoisan people. The NKC handed in the amendments, but up to date, there has been no action. As I mentioned before, the Land Restitution Act of 1994 does not make mention or make provision for Khoisan land confiscation. Therefore, legitimization of land claims prior to 1913 are of the utmost importance. Then there is the emergence of new Khoisan groups that are resulting in self-appointed leaders, factional fighting, and lack of unity. Self-classification are emerging. How will the issue of Khoisan identity be resolved? Taking in consideration we are 18 clans and 5 groups, the Griqua, the Korana, the Nama, the Hasakwa, the Cape Malay, the Cape Coloured. We are not just the Khoi in the Sun, a mixture of formerly Hottentots and Bushmen. Among the Griqua, Korana and Hasakwa, there is already colored rejectionalism that demands the reaffirmation of their indigenous heritage. There is a lack of the return of the remains of the Khoisan ancestors abroad. In 2002, we had Sara Bartman returned, but there remains no action on this issue. And though a Zam phrase are on the South African coat of arms, the Khoisan language are not recognized as an official language, though we speak Kuku, Nama, Kudam, Ku, and Kwe, but there is no obligation on the state to provide services in these languages. These are the issues the Khoisan are facing.
I don't remember. Thank
you, Slan. I think as we are talking about the bill being signed, some of the issues will be dealt with. The challenge we are faced with is the challenge we are still faced with as different cultures. We've got a lot of claims and disputes. That's going to be your life. As we are living with it. We are living with it. As we have been fighting together with you that this bill must be signed. When we visit your areas, it's even difficult to hold meetings where there's going to be one leader standing that still saying that, no, this one is not the correct one. We've experienced it during our sittings here in Parliament, where you fight, they fight amongst themselves, not allowing each other to talk. That's the life we are living. So I'm sure that the bill is going to assist us. Also, the commission that is going to be formed is going to deal with some of the issues. But we need to be assisted also by the Khoisan to identify their leaders. Because the politicians are not going to do that. No one else is going to do it other than yourselves to identify your leaders, because you become a leader of a particular community. And I'm sure that will be done also because we have got coincidence in different provinces. You'll find out in some provinces that maybe there are not so much issues, that there are. Provinces will get a lot of those who are claiming to be leaders, but I will be on with you, assisting when necessary. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to add 3 points quickly, just in terms of the issues raised by the Honourable Opperman, but also just the earlier round as well. Because firstly, I think the issues raised by Prof. I think it's going to become very important, especially the proposal about time frames and so on, because on some of the issues Prof. raised around working with the Seattle Rights Commission, I think we're going to need to put our heads together on those areas that have been mentioned, the dialogues, the social engagements, the collaboration, the Ubuntu program, because in his input he was saying in partnership with the institution of traditional leadership and so on. So we'll then see how we, together with our counterparts in the Seattle Rights Commission, specify what can be done by when. The Honourable Kreza raised the issue about support to the to traditional leaders over and above the salaries. So what is guiding the process now is the 2013 framework on tools of trade. So that framework then specifies, they say, for example, it says a senior traditional leader gets a phone, the contract of this value per month. King gets a car at 60% off the remuneration, but that was in 2013 when it was done. And a cell phone allowance and a petrol allowance and so on and so on is contained in that document. But as the DDG says, the problem is that because it's just a framework, and when a province A says, well, I can't implement it, I don't have the resources, there isn't really much that gives a legislative muscle to the national minister or the national department. But I think as the chair of the committee has indicated, that we must come back to the committee on which provinces are providing what. We have written to them as per the resolution of the MINMEC to say, NEDMEC wants information now so that we can put it before them on what each province is doing. And I'm sure once that is done early in the new year, we should be able then, as guided by this committee, to share what is emerging from what the committee, what the provinces are saying. The DDG has spoken a little bit more about the issues relating to public participation. But I should just add that on the issue of the Khoi and San, as the deputy chair of the House has indicated, what is going to help unlock the process going forward is the bill itself. Because once it's signed into law, one of the things it establishes is the commission that the deputy chair was talking about. So these issues of who are the leaders and so on, it will have to be a process guided by submissions made by the commission, the research that gets to the commission, the research that gets done, and so on and so on. And of course, from the experience of the traditional leader side, it might not be a smooth process. There will be litigations and this along the way, but it's a process that we'll have to follow. I must just add that on the side, we've been having engagements with the National Khoi and San Council to make sure that we address some of the issues in the interim. The Honourable Member might be aware that the Human Rights Commission released a report on the human rights situation of the Khoi and San with a number of recommendations. So what we've done is we've been coordinating departments to respond to those specific issues relating to language, relating to heritage, and so on and so on, and then coordinating responses. We had a workshop in November last year with the NKC where we discussed these issues and the draft report. And I think about 2-3 months ago, we had a meeting with the Human Rights Commission and the NKC again to discuss what are the next steps and the progress that departments are making. The Honourable Member is correct because there are other groups that come up, and their explanation is that we're not happy with progress. We know that the NKC is there, is doing this, is doing that, but it's not moving fast enough. But ultimately, I think this will be assisted and facilitated by this process of signing into law. I know that also from the Seattle Rights Commission, when they had their consultative conference early this year, the issue of recognition of one of the languages, and I think it was Nama, yes, was raised, and that's the recommendation that the commission should run with and take forward with government. But in addition to that, as the Honourable Member might be aware, there is work being done, particularly the Department of Education, on documenting the language. There is a dictionary that has been developed. There is work being done, particularly the Northern Cape, around this laying ground, in a sense, that at the later stage we'll see progress being made. But ultimately, I think the bill is going to help us to unlock the process going forward. Thanks, Chair.
Yes, Chair. Before you, Chair.
May I add just what the DG has said? The recognition of Khoi language. First, the PENSAL, which is a developmental arm of languages, is at work in terms of the development of the language, the dictionary, the orthographic elements, and all of that. Now, the proposal comes in to recognize a language that is now having been developed, which is now the process in which we are at. In the same way as the sign language, that process is now at the level of recommendation for implementation. Our responsibility is the resuscitation of diminishing and diminished heritages. That includes language, culture, and religion as well. So it's not forgotten. It's part of a process to make sure that we realize this objective.
Thanks, Prof. Thank you very much for being tolerant to be presided over by me, directed by Honorable Chair of the Portfolio Committee. And I must confess that Deputy Chair of CRR and the collective leadership of the National House and the Provincial Houses, the DG and the DDG, that
when I came in here yesterday, my level of cognition was uneven. But with your presentations, and in particular with the provocative input by Professor, my level of cognition is leveled now. And I'm sure I am equal to the ceiling now.
Thank you very much. May I now allow the chair of the portfolio committee to take us through concluding remarks, as well as the capping of the decisions of yesterday. Blended in that would be some marching orders from the portfolio committee from here, collectively from the inputs of the House going forward. Over to you, Chair.
Thank you, Acting Chair, Honorable Mpumza. The pity about it with traditional leadership, it doesn't translate like to come, you must be born a leader. No matter how you run this program so progressively, you remain the peasant Mpumza I know. That's what I'm saying. You see, he's tried several times to be very close to Nkosi Lutuli, but it will never translate. I've seen this acronymous relationship. I've observed it. It will never rub off. I've seen him wherever they are together. They're like together. They do stage in my office together. They do a lot of things together, but it will never translate. With due respect, my esteemed leadership led by you, Deputy Chairperson, I think one want to express our heartfelt gratitude. At least now I know Nkosi Hasibone. I know Nkosi Shinga. I've met Morena. I've met Morena Valona. I think I also want to appreciate the First State. They've brought their numbers. In numbers, your representation led by the chairperson, one, I sincerely appreciate it. You are here in numbers. I think four of you are here for the, not mentioning Princess. Princess, I'm still coming to you. She's a member of the National House. In particular, you, chairperson, want to appreciate Chairperson Moroga for the attendance for First Aid. You are in numbers. You have realized that.
First Aid is leading.
First Aid is leading. So you are here, and then for me to host you, Princess Mutavi, up to this time, I know there is Khosi Petu, the other side there, also you are here, and then all you, the members of the National House, whom didn't I mention, all of you. So one, for us, it's it's a step in the right direction. Then the other issue that the DJ was raising now, this issue of SALGA. SALGA thinks they are responsible only for municipalities. That's their thinking. Whereas the Association for Local Government Association is just that we miss it. But the issue how they are it's like they don't want to interact with traditional leaders. It's one thing that when we are going to call you first quarter prior to that sitting, we are going to send them a question, what are they doing? Because SALGA thinks they are only association of councillors, not knowing that you are also part. And then I know, I'm informed by the deputy minister, there's resistance. They don't want to come in that space of yours. So that's the issue that one wants to deal with it when we come. They must come to a meeting, and I want to call them in your presence, so that they must make a presentation so that we see how are they going to tell us about this issue of the relationship. I think one wants to appreciate also the MEC from Northwest in absentia.
I think for those of you in the house, it's a sign that there are MSCs who takes this matter so serious. Maybe it's by virtue that is coming from the royal house, that's why he has this. But I think moving forward, we'll implore others to appreciate also the presence of the colleagues from the Western Cape. At least I'm doing that because I didn't see other officials from other provinces to show their commitment, because these are the bureaucrats that need to make sure. Maybe that's what one wants to appreciate that. I think we are already stressed, DG, with the presentation that has come here as a committee. And the way Mama has put it, it should not end here. At the same time, for us, I think it was a learning experience. That's why, like I said yesterday, we need to continue to understand these monarchies, dynasties, all those things you call them, so that we need to understand. And then out of this also, we'll be continuing to learn. But then, like what the prophet said, out of this gathering, it must move from the talk shop. I think there needs to be concrete proposals that need to flow from today's discussions. From here, I think ourselves as a portfolio committee, we are going to sit down and deliberate on issues that you've raised. I'll just mention the few, not all of them. I think, number one, what is critical, and I think the colleague from the EFF is getting in, he would be much excited about it, is the land matters, such as the fact that the traditional leadership hold land in trust on behalf of their communities, and at some point we'll need to consider the registration of land in the that issue that we raised, the PTO issues vis-a-vis the issues of the people. The issue of the absence of security of tenure is exemplified in cases such as the Ingonyama. We know it's a matter, but these are the issues that we also need to read. The most important part, as you have said it, Mama, the remuneration and tools of trade for yourselves. It's heartening that the remuneration of office bearers is looking into this matter, but I think there was a concern of people coming, going without the matter being finalized. The issue of the inadequate budget for DTA, like I said earlier, I think we hope that with the department having a separate vote from 2020, things will improve in this regard. The issue that I also think you will need your help is the issue of the contestation around constitutional democracy versus traditional leadership. I think we need to continue to have those engagements and start to debate it. And then I think with the support of this committee, we can go a long way. The public participation, awareness, all those kinds, the CRL then becomes also very critical. The other body that I also think we need to call is the Municipal Demarcation Board. I know there are issues when it comes to the issue of demarcation, the land. They divide the land of the traditional leader into separate municipalities. You know, you find that one area, the other portion is in Free State, the other one is in whatever. Those are the matters that we need to seriously engage. Even also, it has caused a lot of concerns. Then we need to do that. So the issue of the establishment of the National House of Traditional Leadership within the parliamentary principles, I think that the DM said this issue of moving parliament failed. But I think we need to now to seriously discuss it. So if it has failed, then what next? What do we do? Because then that was a plan, but I don't think it's going to happen in our lifetime, DG. Maybe our great-grandchildren will be able to deal with that. So then what do we do now? Because the reality, you are there, you are the creation of a statute. Something has to happen. You cannot just leave it hanging indefinitely. The other issue that I want us to also deal with, the issue of cultural initiation. I think we must ensure that the National Council of Province conclude this matter urgently. So there's a whole lot of issues that I think it will take the whole day to go through them. Although of critical importance is this report that the DG has given us. And the professor has summed it properly to say tangible program of action with roles and responsibilities, so that ourselves then it will give us in our oversight tool to make sure that then we see that all these things that are there are implemented. I think we have noted all of your submission inputs, everything, and we take them seriously. And then from the bottom of my heart, I know you are busy people. Despite the short notice that we have invited you, you all made effort to come, of which one will be forever grateful. And the mutual respect, the manner in which we have discussed these matters with some of us who are informed with due respect, you are hostile people, you'll be talking about your allowances. And that was not the spirit of this meeting today. I saw a complete different picture, and like all of us on behalf of the committee, we've got a different now mindset when to deal with the issues. To say how we are seated, especially when Mama was explaining, these people are hard at work. Because it's created impression that like benefits, then everything you have sourced to cancel us and whatever. But when today, that's why I'm saying I'm so empowered. And then I even also couldn't believe some of the DG's reports when they give progress reports. That's why I was even saying that the DG will report on their part and what you are doing. At least I'm making a confession. I must confess so that God must also forgive me for my sins. So basically that's it, and I think we are moving on the right direction. We rather continue to engage. Like I'm saying, we need to see you quarterly here. Remember, it's not to police on you, but it's matters where that will need our intervention as the portfolio committee to make sure that how do we support you to make sure that this institution, our concern, it must not lose its stake. Then I think we've got that co-responsibility to make sure that we support you. I think from our side, it's rather the beginning of a journey towards a more functional and effective institution of the traditional leadership. And then with these few words, I want to sincerely thank you. Thank you on behalf of the committee and for such a fruitful and an engaging meeting. Over to you, because we know it's you who closes the meeting. Yeah, my God.
Thank you, Chair. I thought you were closing. I didn't even prepare myself. But, Chair, on behalf of the entire traditional leadership, including especially Jose Harimur Roga, who's here with us as the chairperson of the Free State House and one of the founders of the National House of Traditional Leaders. Yes, yes. You know, we recognize her. Because we are here, especially as women, now we are participating more because of their role as women. I'm happy now. I can see now what you understand the purpose, the end results of this meeting, expectations. The expectations are 100% reached because we wanted to understand the institution. Especially those who are not familiar with the institution. Sometimes they've been making mistakes because they don't understand the institution. And we know that you are coming from our areas. As it was indicated here, that you know, as Amakhosi, we sometimes don't feel good when we see some of our leaders taking as keepers in. We usually have questions. So, but as you are a traditional leader, abantu ngabakho bonke, how are you going to solve their challenges when they are fighting? Naxa ugweba amatyala, omnye uzothi no mna akanti ugwebene ngolu hlobo nolu hlobo. Because we are restorative in nature. Fanuba thina sihlanganisa abantu. But Kabantu is because of a democracy. They are free to join, but that is the issue we're always talking about. The issue joining the school, the violence in schools. As we're coming out of this meeting, Chair, let's consider that. For instance, in Eastern Cape, during our last sitting, it was last month, we motion yet, if violence
in schools. Sibeke phambi. As siyabona ukuthi iya inyuka. Now and early child development is very key. Thina sathonakele. How do we prepare abantwana abancane? Early child development is very key. In closing, Chair, I am sure today, niveka mani, ke nibe na meeting mani, a relaxed meeting. Not as in dozen mani nisenza, nisoloko nisilwa, ke nipole. Ni, listening, umanele na komnye, noma ngu opposition, noma ngu ndoni, when as an endo eyakhayo, just have that mind of listening. Ngibonile lapha. I can't even say now until I'm recognized in a woman being the boom. Bango, gomnumbuto. But, ukusebenza kwenu, I appreciate it. The spirit. Nyabonaga ukuthi, you are trying to come back to God. Uba, unkulunkulu ngwesidali le. Noba singabheka aphi nizawubuya nibuyele kunkulunkulu. Uba, with the creator. Uba ngabe ubuya ku values zobuntu uzawubona ba uhamba njani. Thank you very much. Nihlale ninjalo committee yethu esiyithandayo efanele ukukhokhela issues zobuntu, I values. Ifanele banikhokhela zona nina noma kunjani because of these values esiziphetheyo as a committee. Thank you very much.